How can developers learn from using Calm today? It's funny because these days I live in Azure and I get questions like that a lot where my coworkers are like, why do I care about this old stuff? And the answer is actually that even though Calm is a relatively old technology, there are still lessons that we deal with every day, especially when you're dealing with interoperability between disparate systems, between different components, that Calm solves neatly. And you actually end up having to reinvent those systems again and again and again because the same problems that Calm solves start appearing whenever you have to deal with multiple components, especially multiple components running on the same image, the same container. Whenever you have to pass objects across shared object boundaries, it gets complicated. And that's part of why, as I mentioned in an earlier video, Calm is ubiquitous. Almost every operating system I know has some version of an API surface that looks surprisingly like Calm. Now, probably doesn't have all the complicated proxy marshalling, stuff like that, but the core concepts, I unknown, polymorphism, memory management, lifetime management, all of those core functional elements are ubiquitous. We see them coming up again and again and again. So the patterns of Calm are relevant to, frankly, every developer who is writing code that runs on an operating system.